8:10 on a Friday morning, and we always like to tell you things going on in the weekend and things for you to check out. One of the cool things coming up is tomorrow, right here in Marquette Township, and it is at Applebee's with the annual Applebee's car show that's coming up. And Brian Lopak, manager at Applebee's, joins us this morning. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
And you've got you mentioned it when you came in, but this is the 10th anniversary car show.
10-year anniversary car show we've had over there. I've been there almost 8 years, and I can't believe it's already been, you know, the 10 years itself. You yourself are saying the same thing.
He's agonizing all that because he can remember when it started.
Yeah, I remember the first one. I thought, this is cool. What are all these cars doing at Applebee's? But it's turned into an annual tradition. So what's happening when and until when?
It all starts tomorrow around noon to 3. We have people registering tomorrow. Register, you get a free meal on us, some brats, hot dogs, all that good stuff. The first 50 people who enter get a commemorative t-shirt talking about our 10-year anniversary car show to give away over there. And we also be having a St. Vincent de Paul canned good drive. So I encourage people to bring canned goods up there to keep our local St. Vincent de Paul stocked up and helping everybody around the community.
Well, it's a really a good idea that way also to have people help out.
Brian, what are some of the cars that you've seen in past shows?
There's just been a variety. You got your Model A's, of course, a few of those popping in. I know some guy was in the other day, and he told me he just doesn't come here just for the car show. He comes in to eat also, and I look out the car, and very nice looking car out there. I'm getting get Corvettes, old school. It's a wide variety. I know we had the one back in June on that one, 150 cars we had out for it. And just any car, any old classic one, you know, we have them over there.
Well, you've also got it set up for people that they can easily check them out in the parking lot. There's plenty of space there for that. But if they want to register, they got to be there by when?
Noon. Cause it all starts around noon. We'll have you come over, register your car next to our food stand. And I think about 1 o'clock, probably be serving the food. A couple hours, you know, just have some food, walk around, associate with everybody else around there, kind of, you know, talk about, hey, nice car, and all around the whole parking lot.
One of the things I know you've done at Applebee's in the last little bit is you've had some changes with sort of the themes of it and going into a very locally oriented look at things, you know, featuring the area high school kids and the sports teams and the communities and whatnot. This really has, which has already been going on for, as you say, 10 years, really ties into bringing the community to the restaurant, doesn't it?
It does. It really gets the true meaning to eating good neighborhood, have a neighborhood theme. We have all the way from Big Bay Lighthouse to Picture Rocks, Munising. Your high school is all the way from Westwood to Gwynn on the wall. It's been really great. It's kind of neat. You see some of the kids coming in there and their pictures on the wall. And there I am. but it's, you know, NMU's on the wall. Everything local. It's a good hometown feeling inside of our store now.
It's a Friday morning and we're talking about things going on this weekend. And one of those is the Applebee's car show, which is coming up tomorrow at the Applebee's here in Marquette. And Brian Lopak, the manager, with us. And you know, you look at this kind of thing and say, 10 years into this, that means that it's fairly well established, but just like the restaurant, there'll be some new things and different things there, but really it's an opportunity to come in and check out the changes you've made at the restaurant.
It is. Again, you know, cause coming over there, new outside look, new inside look, new items on the menu are always coming on there. Pop in there, see the new, all the deals we have, your half off appetizers, your 2 for $20s, which I know you enjoy, your all you can eat soup, salad, and breadsticks. You know, come see what we have to offer, kind of extend out there, and again, look at our new look inside and kind of see the new hometown look we have.
And you're encouraging folks to come by for lunch or for dinner or early dinner or whatever it may be, because the thing is from noon to 3 tomorrow and a good time to come by. But again, you've got a few things for the early birds that get in there, and you're also asking for something for St. Vinny. So tell us about that again.
Yeah, we've talked to St. Vincent. They'll be having a truck up there to collect dry goods. Bring some up there if you have them. Keep our local area, St. Vincent de Paul, stocked up, which we all know, you know, anytime in need, they're always there for us. And just help them out a little bit and, you know, just keep everybody involved, the community together.
And if you're one of the first 50 people, you get a t-shirt?
You do. It's our 10-year anniversary, like you said, commemorative t-shirt, first 50 entrants into our car show.
Mm-hmm. And that is, you can register your vehicle tomorrow up until noon. It's noon to 3 tomorrow at Applebee's, the 10th annual car show, and just encouraging folks to come out and buy and check it all out.
Yes, Greg said the 10-year. We look forward to it. I've been there 8 years myself, and I can't believe that 8 years has fallen by so quickly. But again, come up there. there, check all the cars out, you know, meet people here and there all around the parking lot. We're having a good good crowd up there, and we look forward to having everybody up there.
Brian Lopak with us this morning, the manager from Applebee's. The car show tomorrow from noon to 3, and you can register your car up until noon. The first 50 registrants get a T-shirt. They're also asking that you bring a non-perishable food item or 2 or 10 or 20 for the St. Vinny's food drive that's going on at the same time. Brian, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with it.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to it.